Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's 7:11. Duffy, who is not the secret love child of Tom Jones, is coming next with Warwick Avenue. Right, let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you?
In Burnhill.
Okay, how can I help?
Sitting on the Sunday Night Project last night and just wondered why you never had a speaking part.
Why I didn't have a speaking part on the Sunday Night Project?
Yeah.
Can I ask, have you got some kind of voice changer on your phone? Because it sounds really weird.
No, it's probably just the accent.
It's not your accent. It's not your accent,
no.
Bab. It's just an
hello.
I did speak.
Did you? I didn't see you on there. I saw you on there being molested by Justin, but I didn't actually see you speak.
He's a very physical man, isn't he?
I think he liked you a lot.
He definitely didn't let go of you.
Very touchy-feely, though. No. It's quite reassuring in a way, but just a little bit.
Really?
A little bit strange.
I'd like to be reassured in another way, I think.
Not by Justin Lee Collins.
No.
Anyway, no, I did speak, but they seemed to cut all my jokes out.
Oh. Was it because they were all like the first one?
Yeah, they left the first one in, and then after
that... What
was
the first one?
Okay. Well, right, we will play the beginning bit of it.
Okay.
What do all the members of the Baywatch cast and crew have?
See, that's it. We can't play anymore because it's Scott then becomes Roy Chubby Brown. So he goes on, says one joke, which is now too rude for us to play back.
And the rest of them were so wrong that they couldn't even play them at 11 o'clock on Channel 4 on a Sunday night. What's wrong with me? Do you know what, though? We can't play the answer to what...
Oh.
We can't. We can't.
What do all the members of the Baywatch cast and crew have?
When I answered, the Hoff looked to his right and just gave me a really disappointed look.
It's because his kids were in the audience.
I know. But you know when someone's really... You know, they're not... They're just really disappointed with you.
Mm.
You're just looking at me like, oh, Scott, I really thought more of you than that.
Did it get a laugh, what you said?
Yeah, slight titter.
But did it sound like it had been added on
yeah,
after?
Yeah, no, definitely
did not.
A backing track.
They don't do that. They don't do
oh,
that.
Really?
No.
Well, I don't think they'd do it for Justin or Alan. I just wondered whether they'd done it for you.
Anyway, so I'd like to say sorry to the Hoff for maybe being a little bit offensive. And
I love the late night Scott Mills. I think it's good. I didn't think you had it in you. I didn't see any of it, but I thought...
But it did happen.
They cut it all out, but I think it would be good.
Okay. So, yeah,
should
sorry.
Have taken you. Being with you for every time you did a joke, and then that might have helped.
Well, just to signpost that there was a joke there.
Yeah.
So sorry
just
to the Hoff.
So then you went to put the laughter track on.
Hoff, if you are disappointed in me, I'm really sorry. I'll try and make up to you somehow. I don't know what happened there.
You're
going
to reassure him.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. We do this thing quite early on in the show, I don't know if you hear it, called Dear Scott, where we get your texts and emails and then we answer them for you. And this is one we had last week.
Scott, me and my friend Joanne had a pact at sixth form that if we hadn't found anyone else by the time we were 30, we would marry each other. It was Joanne's birthday last week, and she seems to be taking this pact seriously. I was hoping she had forgotten, but keeps mentioning it. Is it okay to break the promise that I made? Love you, Nathan.
Now, that was from Nathan last week. Amazing news. He's been back onto me, and he has told her over the weekend that it's not going to happen.
Oh.
And they're not going to get married.
He took our advice.
He's breaking the pact, yeah. We said it was okay to break the pact.
Mm.
But loads of people do this. I want to know, like, you know that the pact you make when you're like, oh, if we're not together with somebody else by the time we're whatever age, we'll get together. I want to know if this actually happened and whether it's worked out or not. Because surely some people, because a lot of people do it, it must work out for some people, surely.
Mm. So I think some people must get together, just go and do it for a joke to start with and then actually fall in love. I'd like to think so.
I want to know.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I haven't got one. Have you got one?
No.
I always knew I'd find somebody.
What?
No, I'm just messing around.
You've never made one with anyone?
No, have you got one?
No, I haven't.
I must have done, but I can't remember. And I certainly wouldn't go through with it.
No. I want to know if anyone's gone through with it. Or maybe, like that other bloke, if you still have that pact going on and you're thinking, oh, rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're hearing today that the new name for Cardiff International Airport might be Gavin and Stacey Airport.
No.
Yep, it's been shortlisted as a new name.
They're not from Cardiff, though.
Down the road. Are they renaming all the airports now? Because, like, Liverpool's John Lennon. Are they all going to be named after famous people? Because they're talking about making Southampton Matt Letizia International or something.
It's between you and him, isn't it, for Southampton?
No, I'm not even in the running, obviously.
Obviously.
Isn't there a Robin Hood one as well?
Yeah. That's East Midlands, I think.
That's called Robin Hood now. So
I
all
think
the
it
airports,
is, isn't it?
All the airports eventually are going to be named after, like, famous people. Mm. Anyway, it has been shortlisted. Would you like to know the other ones that have been shortlisted for...
Yes, I would.
For Cardiff International. Zeta Jones International is one option.
Right.
And the other, Dame Shirley Bassey Gateway. Just flying into Dame Shirley Bassey.
Charlotte Church?
Charlotte Church International isn't on the list, no. Coming up. Oh, what's...
You don't want to fly into Dame Shirley Bassey Gateway, do you? Well, personally, I don't. I don't know. You might be different.
I wouldn't mind. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Doncaster's Robin Hood Airport.
I know, and you muppet, you idiot. It's obviously Robin Hood Airport is in Doncaster.
Well, not really, is it?
It's not obvious, and I've never flown out of Doncaster, so that's why I didn't know that, so I apologise. Mm. I've been told off.
But I thought Notting was where he got up to most of his business.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think he might have been born in Doncaster.
Oh, what's occurring?
Blimey.
I might have redeemed myself there, so... to all of them.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's week two of Oh, What's Occurring?
He probably wasn't born in Doncaster. He probably had his 18th there or something, and that's why...
Yeah. It's all going to go wrong now.
You're
on the text.
More abuse.
Right, so... It's Oh What's Occurring at the moment. It's 4-1 to Chappers. You're storming through. I've got three situations, once again, that we've recorded. You've got to tell me what happens next. Mm. And please, play along at home. Let me know how you've done. On 81199, let me know how many you got right today. Let's hear situation number one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, the first one today is called Dave Pearce's Dogging Challenge. Now, you know Dave Pearce.
Yeah. Yes.
Does dance anthems on Radio 1, but also has a real love of dogs. He loves them. So here's what's happened. We played Dave 5 clips of dogs.
How on earth did you persuade him to do this?
Because he loves dogs, presumably.
Yeah. He's up for a laugh, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many breeds do you think Dave could correctly identify just from the noises they make? What do you think? Becky?
One.
Chappers?
For Dave's dogging challenge, I'm going to go none.
You're saying none?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Dave Pearce's Dogging Challenge.
Hello, Scott Mills. It's Dave Pearce. Thank you so much for having me on your doggy feature on your lovely show. And so here goes. I don't know if I'll be any good at this, but I'll give it a go. Down boy, down boy. That sounds quite fierce and scary. So we reckon it might be Westwood's Alsatian, possibly. Something like that.
Wrong, Dave. It was a Doberman, of course.
Why is he saying down boy to a sound effect?
I don't know.
And also, did you ask him which presenter he thought the breed belonged to as
no,
well?
No, he just did that himself.
Oh, right, okay.
I like it that he's trying to name the owner as well.
Yeah.
Do you think he walks the dog with Westwood?
Maybe the two of them do, yeah.
Right, none right so far. Here's number two.
Now, that one is just noisy and annoying. That would get right on your nerves. So, Chris Moyle's Bull Terrier, maybe?
No, Dave, wrong again. That was an Alsatian, then.
Oh.
Chris Moyle's is...
He's going to put a presenter to each dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can see where this is going.
Number three.
Like the heavy breathing. Is it Annie Mac's Labrador?
No, Dave. That was an actual King Charles Spaniel. So none right so far.
I feel really uncomfortable after that one.
Number four.
Well, that's either Chappers on the toilet or it's a Jack Russell. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's actually Chappers.
No, wrong again. He's not good at the sea. He's not paying attention when he's walking the dog, is he?
He isn't really.
No.
And I thought he would because he does it so often.
That was a fox terrier, Dave. Last one.
And dog number five. Let it out, please. I reckon that's your poodle, Scott. Am I right or am I right?
No, you're wrong. It was a beagle. So Dave Pearce got none right on Dave's dogging challenge, which means that at the moment the score is Chappers 1, Becky 0.
I'm surprised, really.
Thanks for doing that, Dave. I don't know why you did, but thanks.
Oh, what's the kidding?
1-0 to Chappers. Next one. You know Basil Brush.
You're not getting Dave Pearce involved in this one as well, are you?
No. What's Basil Brush's catchphrase?
Boom, boom.
Well, you say that. Is it, though?
Right.
Does Basil Brush really say it as much as you think he does?
Yeah.
Here's my question. How many times did Basil Brush say ha, 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 boom, boom on his show this weekend?
I'm going to go 8.
You're saying 8. Becky?
7.
7.
Oh. You're playing tactical now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here is Basil.
Boom, boom! Boom, boom!
So it was 7, which means yes. 1-1. Becky won, Chappers won.
She got that spot on, did she?
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh! What's the kidding?
What are you implying?
1-1.
Nothing. Was Basil using the same laughter track as they used after your joke on Sunday Night Project?
Did sound similar. Right, last one. You know David Hasselhoff?
Yes.
He was here last week. He's not only an amazing actor, he's also, as we all know, well, maybe you don't know, I'm here to tell you, he's an amazing singer as well. But do you think the Hoff pays attention to song lyrics? We've played the Hoff 3 really famous songs, but then we've stopped them. Do you think he's going to be able to carry on singing the song with the correct words? How many would he get right out of 3? Becky?
2.
Chappers?
None.
Okay.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's the Hoff with number 1.
If you're happy and you know it, stomp your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, if you know the song, don't blow it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
No.
That's a no, that one, isn't
That's
it?
That's a definite no.
He kept singing, though. And then you said they were classics.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's a classic.
Okay.
You're saying that isn't a classic?
Grace Kelly? Mm. Anyway, so that's 1 wrong. Number 2, please, Hoff. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Eileen, I don't like green. Come on, Eileen, you're the best I've ever seen. Come on, Eileen, why do you wear green?
No.
He's just trying to make it rhyme.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
So, still none, but there's one more.
Do you know, what is it for that? Do you know?
What?
That last one.
Come on, Eileen. La, 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 la. No idea. Where something about wearing green?
Best I've ever seen.
Best I've ever seen. Okay, right. Last one.
And I'm so little bad that my hand goes down my pants, and I'm bad, and my hand goes here, and my hand goes there, and I don't wear any underwear, I'm bad.
Is that right? I don't remember it, but it going like that. Can I hear that again, please?
And I'm so little bad that my hand goes down my pants, and I'm bad, and my hand goes here, and my hand goes there, and I don't wear any underwear, I'm bad.
I don't think that's what Michael Jackson sang.
I think the Hoff's got issues.
So, today, because he got none right, final scores are Chappers 2, Becky yes. 1. Chappers, once again, you're the winner. Well done.
Either got it or you haven't.
What's the curtain? Radio 1
Podcast. Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, who's that please?
It's Tom from Stoke.
Hi Tom from Stoke.
Hey, off your eight.
Yeah, I'm good, what are you saying?
Me and my friend made a pact when we were in year 11 in high school that if we weren't married by the time we were 30, then we'd get married together.
Right.
And it turned out when we were 30 we met up again and then got together and now we're happily married. We've been married for about a week.
A whole week?
A week.
And it's going well.
Yeah, it's going good, it's going good.
So neither of you could find anybody else?
Well, she found someone for a bit, and then I thought, oh no, she'll have forgotten the pat by now, but it broke off, and she found me again. I don't blame her, like.
Do you think you would have got together even if you hadn't made the pact?
Probably would have, yeah. I mean, when we got together, she said to me, like, oh, do you remember the pact and whatnot? And I'd actually initially forgot. And I was like, oh, yeah, the pact. So, I don't know. I suppose we would have got together if we hadn't made it, but it's just that extra bit special that we have made it.
It was nothing to do with the pact at all, then, was it?
Well, not the start, no, but I let her believe that it was.
Oh, the pact, yep, the pact. All right, have a good day.
All right, thanks very much. Love you, Scott.
I love you. Podcast. And now it's time for your emails and texts and letters answered.
Letters?
Oh, yep, on Dear Scott. This is what's been coming in on Friday and over the weekend.
Hi, Scott. I recently listened to your podcast in which you talked about barsexuals, and I am here to admit that I and two of my friends are barsexuals.
Now, we have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Barsexuals are, if you don't know what they are, generally it's two girls who flirt outrageously with each other in a bar or a pub just to try and get blokes to buy them drinks all night. And generally, they're not that way inclined.
Our latest offence was committed on Friday night in a small pub in the West Midlands. A large group of middle-aged men huddled around the bar were our target. We sauntered up to the bar and ordered a bottle of wine, which we paid for. While pouring the wine into the glass, my friend Louise, names have been changed for anonymity, spilled wine all down my friend Sarah's leg.
Now, that wasn't an accident, because Barsexuals, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've spilt wine down your leg.
Louise then proceeded to lick the wine off Sarah's leg, all to the men's delight. Without any hesitation, I ordered 6 tequila shots to be paid for by one of the men. We proceeded to do this many more times. Works every time like a charm.
They're bad, aren't they, bisexuals?
Very naughty.
That is naughty. So do watch out, they're everywhere.
All those stupid middle-aged men for falling for it.
Yeah. But they are out in bars. What they do is they will flirt with each other. Sometimes they will lick wine off each other's legs. And do not be fooled by this.
No.
Okay? It's all a big ruse to get you to buy them some more drinks.
Next time you see girls licking each other's legs, don't fall for it.
Is that what you want me to do when you spill wine?
What, lick my leg?
Yeah.
Only if we're trying to get free drinks.
Would you do that for free drinks?
What?
Let me lick your leg for free wine.
I don't think it's going to work if it's you and me.
Why not?
I can't think of one person in the world who would offer the two of you free drinks if they saw you licking each other's legs.
I don't think it's going to work. Find yourself another girl.
I think you might get chucked out of the pub.
Anyway, they're out there. Watch out for the barsexuals. Next.
Dear Chappers, I was listening to a podcast and you joked about Mr. Mills and his moon face of old.
Oh yeah, you said I used to have a moon face.
No, only on that very old publicity photo that you had.
Yeah, it was the size of the moon.
It, you know.
At 9 in the afternoon, my face was the size of the moon.
Is that me just saying yes, I did?
Yeah.
Has your body got bigger then, or how does it, has it shrunk? It's not a moon anymore, is it?
But my face?
Yeah.
It's just changed shape naturally.
Is it the surgery?
No, it's not that new surgery.
The girl who wrote the book had a crush on Scott. Now, way back then, I also had a crush on Scott, mainly because my best friend fancied the well-old DJ who worked at the same station as Scott.
Now, when we're talking about the book, it's a girl that, do you remember, she had a little crush on me.
Yeah.
She used to work at, when I used to work at another radio station. She was about, like, 15,
mm-hmm.
and she wrote a book about it, which was number one in the Heat bestsellers. And this is another girl. Okay.
And Scott was the only male who was in my age range, about 17 or 18 then. We used to turn up at the station every morning in my knackered Fiat Uno with red roses for the pair of them. Quite handsome Moonface and well-dodge older Blur DJ.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this.
So really they well. Turned up with roses for you?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Said thanks very much.
Give him a big Moonface smile.
Yep.
But quite handsome Moonface and well-dodge older Blur DJ.
So I remember the well-dodge old Blur DJ.
Were you
well.
Like pulling partners?
No, well, me and the well-old dodge Blur DJ. No, we weren't. No, we just worked at the same station. No, we weren't.
Scott was always very pleasant to me, and having reread my diaries, of which I kept religiously not so long ago, it may have seemed as though I had the makings of becoming a stalker, so I'd like to apologise for that.
It was absolutely fine. She wasn't stalker-like.
So, but the two of you never went out on the pool together?
What, me and the well-old Dodge Blur DJ?
Like double dating.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. We did a couple of gigs
you
together.
You taking the ugly one so he could get off with the attractive one,
no,
that kind of thing.
This is all wrong.
Okay, just trying
but
to find
back
out.
Back to the point. Old Moonface was a stud muffin in his youth. Lots of love, Nicky.
In his youth. Thanks, Nicky.
Were you? Back in the day?
No, I had a moon face. How could I be a stud muffin
she
and have a moon
stud
face?
Muffin.
No. Anyway, Nicky, I do remember you, and I'm not in touch with the well old Blur DJ anymore. So
oh.
Sorry about that.
Those pulling days together are over.
Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm taking a minute out of revision to tell you about the first year's medic's idea of revising for exams. Instead of our marathon 2 a.m. sessions in the library, we'd hit Manzil's, where the owner, who is a legend, played us clips of your show mentioning him that he has saved on his phone.
Now, this is this guy is legendary in Southampton, and it's a curry house which all the students go to called Manzil's. And they did have a sign up, I think, a while back, saying that it was my favourite curry house the world.
Like a blue plaque, isn't it? But on A4 paper.
Yeah. Just done on Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all knew about the Scott Mills connection, but he insisted on proving it. We had a quality night, and I think the pictures say it all.
Now, I've got the pictures there for you, chappers, to have a look at. Of,
yeah. Oh, my God.
All of them having a brilliant time in Manzil's, look.
Yeah, they are. What are they do? It looks like they're all drinking Ribena. What is that? Also, it looks quite basic.
What do you mean?
Is this the kind of place you endorse? Oh, there it is, right.
I'm still thinking that I've never been there.
Here's the A4 paper behind the head. Manzil's, Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills' favourite curry house in the whole of the Rye Way? What does that say? UK, maybe?
UK,
maybe. And he's got 2 pints of beer on and 2 naan breads.
It's quality clip art.
It's clip art at its best. I still don't remember going there.
Right.
Colin, Chris, Twinkle, Katie, Ellie. And all the other first-year Southampton medics who should have been revising but decided on a massive lash-up. XXX.
Right, can we play that again, please?
Colin, Chris, Twinkle.
That's what I thought. A doctor called Twinkle.
Dr. Twinkle.
Dr. Twinkle, see you now.
Isn't he in a carry-on film?
Thanks very much for your correspondence there. And yes, I don't understand what's happening with Manzil's. I don't really remember going there, but I might have been at some point.
But you are a stud muffin.
Mm-hmm. With a moon face.
Dear Scott and the team, while looking on Facebook last night for groups in my hometown of Southwell, I happened to come across a young man going by the name of Matthew Southwell, who is on the losing end of an interesting bet.
Oh yeah, this is good, this. Listen.
If 100,000 people join the group, he will have a sex change.
Amazing.
He really hasn't thought about this, has he?
Really hasn't, because, like, now that we've mentioned it and stuff...
100,000 people really isn't that much.
That's not very many, and he might have to go through with it.
A paltry 100,000 listeners, and it's a done job. Have a look. I am sure you would enjoy testing the validity of the bet. Dylan.
Amazing. So 100,000 people, and he has to have the op.
I'm really worried about this now. Look what we did to Hofsite.
I know.
That's gone through the roof.
Is it, like, legally binding, though? I think it is, isn't it? So he actually, like, he has to have it done. Let's say if 100,000 people were to join the site today, yeah. The group.
Oh.
So good luck with that. Right, it's 3 minutes to seven on Radio 1. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My text is 81199. Anything you want to say, we can answer it at this early stage of the morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Big day for Becky on Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday just gone.
Friday just gone?
Yeah.
Why?
Meet the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she met the parents of the Greek boyfriend.
How did it go?
It went
really
all right.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really
what was the first thing they asked?
It wasn't the first thing they asked, but they did say, are you the one that puts those grunting tennis players over that not erotic music, seductive music? I had to think for a minute.
That was the first thing they asked
no,
you?
No, it wasn't the first thing, but it did come up in conversation.
Because if it is, I mean, me and Barbara, we love that, don't we, Barbara? Yes, we do.
I did have to think for a bit. I was like,
I hope it's the one that puts the tennis players over the sexy music.
I did come clean and say it wasn't me, but I did have to think for a bit.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me.
So that was you, was it? Mm.
Were they impressed?
Yeah, they were.
Mm.
But I did have to admit that it wasn't me.
Oh, so now they've got you down as a liar.
No, because actually I've been the most honest with them than I've been with anyone. They're the first people in my life...
That you've ever been honest to.
Yeah, they will know me from now on. I am a meat eater. See, that's a revelation. I thought, I can't lie to them. I can't lie. It's ridiculous. I can't go on living this fake life if I am a vegetarian.
So you actually said, hello, I'm proud that I'm a meat eater.
I didn't even mention it.
I love meat me. Is that what you said?
That would have gone down really well, wouldn't it? Sit down at the dinner table.
So they said to you, are you the girl who puts the women grunting over seductive music?
And she went, no, but I do eat meat.
No, but I love meat. Was that how the conversation went?
No.
Is this the first... I mean, have you told anyone else this? Because what? But I thought your mum still thinks that you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, she does.
Well, not... She's probably listening.
Yeah. And she will now know that I eat meat.
Get it out there. Because you've been in denial for some time now.
26 years.
Every time we order a pizza on Friday, sometimes we order
don't
a pizza
say this, though.
Upstairs.
That's not even meat, that stuff. Those little ball things.
But you do pick some of the meat off.
Yeah, put it on my veggie supreme.
So I'm glad...
Take the meat off a meat feast and put it on a veggie supreme.
It's not even real meat, that stuff. It's amazing, isn't it?
You like a bit of bacon as well, now and again.
Yeah, on the weekend I'd had bacon sandwiches, chicken sandwiches.
Of course it's real meat. It's meat. It is meat.
It is meat.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I told you earlier that a lot of people, after seeing the Doctor Who episode where it looked like it flashed up with his number, have been calling the number, like nearly 3,000 people, trying to get through to Doctor Who, thinking that they were going to speak to David Tennant. It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
And then we were talking about other people who, like you do this all the time,
who actually...
Do phone up the numbers that flash up on the screen on the TV.
But a lot of people are saying on the text that the numbers in 24 were diverted to set and you could speak to people.
What?
I'm not sure Jack Bauer actually picked up. But
the numbers in 24 were diverted to what?
The actual film set, the series set.
So when you see a number on a phone in 24, you call it and get through to Jack Bauer.
CTU, yeah. Well, I don't think you did, but there was some sort of recorded message.
You got through to the person making the tea.
If you have, it's all in the papers today. If you have seen the Doctor Who number, it doesn't work. I tried it out earlier.
Let's test how many people call by putting your number into a TV show and then see how many phone calls you get. We'll hide it somewhere.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
I don't want my phone number on a
Why not? If no one calls them, because it's a really sad thing to do.
Well, no, it's 3,000 people have done it.
Brilliant idea.
Let's hide it somewhere. Where can we put it? I want to put it in the CAF on EastEnders. Mm. Or in a phone box. We could put it on one of those little
cards.
I'll
put my number in any phone boxes.
Well, we'll just put his number in a phone box. Anywhere.
No, you mean on a TV show? You don't mean just like a random
No.
Oh, I was just going to go and pop a card in a phone box. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Someone tried to get Kate Moss's number off of the Rimmer Lad. Apparently it wasn't her. I like it that people do actually call. Someone's even sent in the cab office on Coronation Street. Thanks for that. Because they ring it obviously quite a lot.
That is the number, yeah.
How do you know?
Because it's on all the top of the on the top of the cars. So you see it virtually every episode, so it kind of just sinks in.
Jeff in Bournemouth tried to ring the phone number that flashes up on Ghostbusters. Didn't go through either.
I also like, you haven't got this person to talk to, have you?
What?
I also like the person who once dialed the number in 1 foot in the grave.
What happened?
Because he always answers 4291, does Victor, when he answers the phone, but he never answers anything else, so they just dial 4291, which isn't going to get you anywhere, is it?
Radio 1?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Jason.
Hi, Jason, where are you?
I'm in Suffolk.
Okay, what are you saying?
I ring the numbers off Hollyoaks. There's loads of numbers on there. They always ring people and text people. The numbers are always on the phones.
Yeah.
And I rang one a few weeks ago, and it came to an answer phone. And I think it was Chris Fountain's old phone, because his answer message was on there.
What, so is that Justin in Hollyoaks?
Yeah, yeah.
It was his old phone, and they just put his number on?
Yeah. I think they must use like all old phones, because they're forever texting the Hollyoaks and ringing people. They must use people's old phones, and it was like his answer phone message.
Can I ask why you do this?
I don't really know. I
had a quiet few minutes. Bored.
Have you ever paused the TV so you could get the number up properly?
Well, yeah, obviously. That's the only reason you can see it. You've got to pause it.
How often do you do this?
Well, not really. I don't really watch Hollyoaks a lot, but sometimes this shows.
There's every time you do, you do write down a few numbers.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. How do you feel now you've come on air and just said that?
I feel like I'm letting it out a bit.
Yeah, that's good. Right.
I bet you were disappointed it was Chris Fountains and not Gemma Atkinson's or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I've tried to ring like during the day while they're filming, so the phones are actually on, but it never worked.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Yorkie and Kent.
Hi, Yorkie and Kent. How can I help?
Hello. Scott, I just wanted to know, what was you wearing around your neck last night?
On the Sunday Night Project.
Yeah, it looked like some sort of Mr. T reject or something like that, man.
It was actually, and a lot of people are asking this on the text at the moment, what was that ridiculous attempted bling you were wearing last night? Now, before you send in any more offence about that necklace, I'd just like to say that was a personal gift to me from David Hasselhoff. So don't
didn't
be slagging it off.
Didn't it come out of a free goodie bag?
Okay, it was from a free goodie bag that the Hoff gave to me. But if you looked carefully, it did say the Hoff on it. I was just pledging my support, that's all.
It's just that's how many times they obviously focused in on you because you couldn't actually read what it said.
Well, that's right. I was on screen for that long. Not.
Did you wear the wig?
No, I didn't wear that stupid wig.
The Hasselhoff wig.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I stopped at the necklace. But that's what it said, all right?
No.
You weren't feeling it, were you?
No, I wasn't feeling it. Sorry. Not with the black either. Not looking good.
All right, well, thanks very much for that.
That's okay.
It's always good to have a bit of, like, you know, confidence on a Monday morning.
It's right. Good, I like your, instead of morals in the morning, you do a good job.
Oh, you see, you clawed it back there. I love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.